If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
WEEI Afternoons, first day of spring, and we are rolling along here. I feel the energy. Like, you turn that corner, spring is like summer's coming, and I think we all get a little bit of that today.
It's a little gray. It's kind of chilly.
Yeah, but no, it's better. Like, but we know what's coming.
It's coming.
There were a couple nights last week. I watched the Celtics game outside in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And
through the window of your neighbors who can afford their cable?
Yeah. Hey, listen. However it goes.
You have a TV outside?
I bring my iPad. So I have a fire pit out back. I bring my iPad. Sometimes I'll drag the TV out back if I have like fun.
Your Wi-Fi, or do you just grab someone else's?
No, I have my own Wi-Fi.
My man.
All right, I'm happy to
love
that
setup.
That's a good, well, except when we're in a red flag warning and he's got his fire going and the firemen have to come.
He's got enough empty Sam bottles out there. He can sprinkle a couple drops on there. He's fine. He's fine.
Just as long as he doesn't breathe on the fire, because that's pure alcohol coming out of his...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I tried to burn... I tried to burn leaves over the winter and in a barrel, like, you know, and they were...
What
like,
are you, yeah, in the opening of a Rocky movie?
It just seemed like a really good idea, and I could get it done quicker.
It's not the 70s until the firefighter showed up. My grandmother once had the fire department show up in Braintree. She was outside burning leaves, and the leaf fire was so good that she took bills outside, and she had, like, leaves and... Bill's going, and the fire department showed up, and they were like, "You serious?" The whole neighborhood could go. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Poor grandma. She's doing, you know, best she can.
Mm-hmm.
What she knows.
Sure, right. At the time.
When you say bills, you mean...
Like, not Belichick's, Russell's. Yeah, no, yeah, no, like bills. Like,
instead of shredding them for, like, safety, she was burning them.
Yeah, she literally would throw, like, her...
Credit card bill.
Her Filene's card, the Jordan Marsh card.
Gotcha.
You don't want that falling in the wrong hands.
No, my grandmother wasn't so rich. She was like, see this hundo? Yeah.
Could just cut it, maybe, next time.
But she was from a different time.
Yeah. Burn it. Got it.
Yeah, I've actually done that. I've actually burned some bills.
I do too.
When I had a bunch of stuff.
You know, you hold on to your receipt. You hold on to your receipts and your stubs for 7 years. And then after that, you usually don't get audited. So we have 7 year burn parties at our house all the time.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Did
man.
Everybody hear Ted though? He said it kind of quietly. Pictures.
photos, notes from your former head coach. Medical diagnoses.
Yeah, you just
F them all, Ted.
Bruins play tonight. I don't know if there's any pictures, anyone involved with Bruce Cassidy, but there was winning involved with Bruce Cassidy in Boston and in Vegas. So our guy Dan Ball put this together. You know, Bruce Cassidy was 245, 108, and 46 in Boston.
That's pretty good.
Good thing we ran him out pretty of town. Good.
135, 71, and 25 in Vegas. So he still wins. New job.
He's actually a Stanley Cup.
He's kind of on the same, actually on the same winning percentage track.
Guess Jim Montgomery's record so far in St. Louis.
What's that?
25, 16, and 6. Also a good winning record. It's funny. I don't think it's the coach.
You know what? I don't think it's the coach either.
Doesn't seem like it's the coach. But the Bruins are playing out the string a little bit here. I know there's some people. I heard Arcan the other night talking about, he was on ESPN and there was some article that was like, the Bruins' path to the playoffs. And he was like, wait, there's a path to the, and he clicked on it and it was how they could get to the playoffs. But right now they are 30 and 30. Did you know that? They're perfect.
The old ESPN series.
Nope. Just 30 for 30. That's their record. And here to talk about the Bruins, maybe Bruce Cassidy, I don't know, everything hockey, Andrew Raycroft from Nesson. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Before we get into the Bruins, Razor, and thank you for joining us today, by the way, on this first day of spring. We're doing a bracket here for our show, WEEI Afternoons, and the bracket is about nicknames. So we wanted to ask you, where'd you get your nickname? Why is your name Razor?
Anyone, I mean, hockey guys are pretty simple and not too creative. So any of the guys kind of that have Ray in their name, whether they their first name's Ray or myself with Ray, it goes from Ray to Rays to Razor. So pretty simple, but I didn't get it until, you know, I didn't have it when I was a kid. I didn't get it until I was, you know, my late teenage years in junior hockey.
Well, it would have been better than like garbage bin or like dump truck, I guess.
Oh, it could have been. Yeah, no, I mean, there could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, I'll take it. And it sticks. It's sticky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they always just add, why do hockey guys always just, we were trying to
just
put
add why.
That's the whole thing.
It's not just hockey guys. It's
just add why.
Hockey and MLB. Both this very similar.
Oh, yeah.
In how they do give nicknames to each other.
Bergie, yep. Marshy. So
it's very Tito similar. Used to do that. Francona exactly. Used to add the IE or the Y yep. or whatever yep. to the end.
Those hockey baseball guys.
Yep. All right, Razor, the fun's out of the way. We're watching some of these players that have been acquired or young players that have been brought up, and that's sort of what the Bruins are down the stretch here. Hustadinov, the guy they acquired in the trade, seems like he's putting the puck in the net. Seems like he's making some plays. I saw our guy, Scott McLaughlin, on WEEI.com today write a story about him. Is he a piece for the future?
Yeah, he could find his way into the bottom six. He's brought a great energy. He's got lots of pace. To his game. He has some skill that's starting to get opened up and have a little bit more time to breathe and get out on the ice and put himself in some more opportunities. Again, he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year, so he is fighting for his life in the NHL right now, and he's put a good show on here for the first 2 weeks out of the deadline. Now, you know, there's still 13 more games left to continue that and show, but certainly he's on an audition, and so far so good.
Hey, Razor, what do you think about, you know, now that, you know, Brad Marshy's gone, that, you know, you're kind of looking for guys to step up, right? We're all kind of the next question that we ask ourselves is who's going to be, the kind of the next captain. And, I mean, I David Pastrnak has been having a phenomenal year, and I kind of saw him getting into it at the end of a game where he was refuting a call, and he just like, man, that's some leadership I don't always see from maybe Pasta. But of the candidates out there, you know, Swayman, obviously Charlie McAvoy's not playing right now, but just David Pastrnak, have you seen maybe a change in attitude or a shift in attitude when it comes to Pasta now that Brad Marchand's gone?
Yeah, and I think we kind of saw it even right at the start of the season. I think in you know, a little bit last year as well with David Krejci on, it feels like he's taken more and more on, but this season it's a whole nother level. And even since the deadline, you know, his meter is way up, and his physicality is way up, and just obviously what he does offensively for this team is invaluable. You know, again, he probably should have got MVP votes last year for where they ended up, and it was a lot because of him. And this season, still, if they ever found a miracle here and found a way into the playoffs, he's right at the top of the list, because without him, they're essentially nowhere this season. So his leadership has been quite impressive, and there's no question, no doubt that whether he's the captain or not, he is one of two or three guys that are the leadership group going forward for this team for a half dozen years at minimum.
We're talking to the legend that was Rays, but then became Razor, Andrew Raycroft, hockey analyst, NESN expert here with us on WEEI Afternoons. So Mike Milbury did an appearance on our morning show, and he was critical of Don Sweeney, saying that, you know, this summer they can't just go after a lot of role players, that the team obviously now, especially after the trades and everything, lacks high-end talent, and that they can't afford to miss any shots they take through free agency and beyond. Do you agree, and do you see them trying to go after more high-end talent, or do you see them just trying to find more effective middle-class players this summer and in further pursuits, Razor?
Oh, well, no, they're going to need to refill. You give up a Hall of Famer here at the deadline who's still worth 60 to 80 points. You need to fill that right off the top. But you know, I would push back a little bit in saying that I think they thought they were getting more of an offensive impact player in Elias Lindholm. He was the best centerman on the market last season. I wouldn't put him in the role player category. So I think they took a big swing in free agency last year, and so far this year it hasn't worked out, but you hope that there's a big bounce back next season because of that. But yeah, without question, you know, there you need to find, it seems as though you need to find wingers. You need to find high-scoring wingers that can push the pace and create offensively on their own. And there's a few guys out there. And again, the good news is Boston is a very hockey-friendly city for guys. Guys want to come play in Boston. They want to be Boston Bruins. And I think they'll be able to take advantage of that. But no question, they need to find scoring wingers over this offseason. Whether it's free agency or trade, they need more scoring up front.
Razor, coming out of the trades, the assets you have to work with moving forward, for whatever you call this, rebuild, retool, whatever you're going to describe it as, what do you think is more critical to the future over the next couple of years of the Boston Bruins? Is it the $29 million in cap space and how they spend that? Or is it maybe a top 10 pick and some of those other picks they acquired in the trades?
Yeah, well, so I'm a big, you know, I'm an NHL guy. I want NHL players. Yeah. I know how hard it is to draft in the NHL. It's just the hockey draft is different than you guys are talking a lot of football draft. It's just different. They don't just come into your lineup and play right away. These guys aren't 22, 23 years old. They're 18. And it's just such a difference in what you end up getting. Now, the top 10 pick, if it does fall there, and, you know, again, a ninth overall pick is much different than a fourth or fifth overall pick. So when you say top 10, there is still some cadence to that, in my opinion. But certainly their pick this season will have a lot more upside to that than what the Leafs pick next season is going to be, assuming the Leafs stay good and it's a 30th overall pick. That's just different in hockey. It's hard to find 30 guys that are going to make the league. So I'm a big salary cap guy. So whatever money you have, go spend it on, like we just talked about, some high-end wingers that are out there that are available. Make trades with the cap space that you have available. And then you hope you hit on a couple of these draft picks. But they're just not – it's just really hard to do. And again, a top 10's a little bit better. We should see dividends on that pick a little bit quicker, but even a ninth overall pick is, you know, a year and a half away probably from making real impact.
Okay, Andrew, the Bruins play the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. They having a great year again this year, 39-28 first in the PAC division. You know, you got Bruce Cassidy, the former coach, of course, of the Bruins there. You know, what's his record there since he's been there? 135-71-25 in the regular season, already won a Stanley Cup. Just your thoughts on Bruce Cassidy, and are you surprised to see him doing as well as he has since he's gone on to coach the Golden Knights?
No, not at all, and especially with that lineup. And you talk about a team that doesn't care about draft picks and wants NHL players and is willing to turn over their first. They don't have any. They have their only first-round pick that they actually drafted since they came into the league in their lineup is the one they drafted last season. Everybody else is gone, or they had already traded them away. So they go for it. They're very aggressive as an organization. And of course, Bruce Cassidy is a great coach. We saw how great he was in the 6 years he was here in Boston. And again, he's got an unbelievable lineup led by Jack Eichel, who's as good as you get down the middle, a second overall pick in the NHL, and they're built to win consistently from not just the center position, but their back end's exceptional as well.
All right, as we wrap up here, Razor, let's try to see if there's any way we can end on a hopeful, optimistic note. I don't want to, you know, create a downturn of a cliffhanger here. Let's just sort of see, like, 13 games remaining on the schedule. Obviously, everyone knows it's very daunting and they traded away so much talent. But outline for me a path away. Maybe, just maybe, they can nip at the heels and even grab out of nowhere that last wild card spot.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, you can win this week. You're still in a position where, and this league and the playoff race is still in a spot in the season where you can win 3 in a row. So you could win 3 games in the next 5 days and be back in the mix and still have hope and still feel good about it. So, you know, as bad as a couple of these losses have been, when you're only 4 or 5 points out, you can find a way pretty quickly to jump back in. The last wild card team is Montreal right now. They play the Islanders tonight. One of those teams is going to lose. So there's so much back and forth that you go out west and you might be able to bank some points against teams that you're not playing against in the east. So 3 wins in a row will get you back in the mix and give yourself and give the team hope.
Razor, does a Canadian-born goalie fill out a bracket for the NCAA tournament?
It's funny. So I was a massive, like when I first started down here, college basketball, I was mad. Like I would go to the Providence games and I was into it and I'd win the bracket because I knew everybody and paid attention. It's funny. I just came downstairs and I asked my older guy, you didn't do any brackets? He's got, of course, the kids now think they can fill out like 10 of them. He's like, oh yeah, I've got brackets everywhere. I did not. And I have no idea about college basketball anymore, but I used to, as a Canadian kid, love it. But I guess I've just gotten old or less, you know, just haven't paid attention enough.
Yeah, we're all getting old. It happens.
It does, bro.
Yeah. Gotta accept it.
I remember having, like, when we got to pick the Boston College Eagles, you know, like in 2000, 2001, like, they go on a run, they're the sixth seed, they pick Providence.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of from that old school place.
Yeah. When our teams aren't in it, it's harder to get excited. It's hard even sometimes when they are, but not exactly a college basketball town. Razor! Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
and I think we'll talk to you next week, although it is opening day, so we'll get back to you on that. But maybe the Bruins are on a run by then.
You know what? We're not going to talk next week because next week is also the NCAA College Hockey Regionals that I just realized that I haven't let you guys know. So I'll be working down at ESPN, the mothership, all weekend, next weekend.
And I'll be, I'll be handcuffed to the desk for like 9 hours on Thursday.
All right. Then in 2 weeks.
So enjoy opening day. Yeah, it's going to be a fun Red Sox season finally. And then we'll talk in a couple
weeks. Just win three, baby. Let's win three.
Win three.
That's it.
Hopefully. All right, Razor. Thanks. We'll talk to you, man.
See you, bud.
See ya.
Right, yep.
NESN analyst Andrew Razor Raycroft here with us on WEEI Afternoons. NCAA tournament is underway. Even if Razor didn't fill out a bracket, we all filled out brackets. Well, for Dan Ball, anyway. And up next, we're going to release our bracket here on WEEI Afternoons. Boston nicknames? Does that ring a bell? We'll talk about it next here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.